Hey there, before we get started, if you have not followed me yet on TikTok, what are you doing? It's at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y. And you may be saying, well, Heather, I don't even have a TikTok. Well, there's your first problem. Go ahead and download the app, follow your girl, and I'll see you over there.
What makes a deadline powerful? What makes it actually work? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not just setting the deadline. What is it? Well, let me tell you a little story.
I've always felt
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, what is up? My name is Heather Parody. I am your host today. We're going to be talking about a secret. The secret. Actually, I hate people say that. There's no secrets, really. I mean, there are some secrets. But when it comes to personal development, business, all that, kind of all there, y'all. We can learn so much stuff just by Googling it, right? So I'm not going to lie to you. This isn't necessarily a secret, but this is something maybe a trick, maybe, that's kind of worked for me when it comes to setting deadlines and actually getting things done. And I don't even like what I'm about to tell you. It's offensive to me. It's hard. I don't enjoy it. I'm literally sitting here sweaty. And I'm not even playing with you. Like, seriously, I just got done running and I'm about to go run again. And I'm recording this Fidget Friday episode. What does this have to do with anything? I'm about to tell you, I'm about to wrap it all up together and put a little tiny bow on it. And all is going to make sense. What the trick is to deadlines, why I'm sitting here sweaty, and why in the world I'm going to go running in. But before we get started, before that, I want to give a shout out to our review of the week. Y'all guys are so nice. Going over there to iTunes, taking time out of your day, leaving us a review. Greatly appreciate it. This one comes from Haley. It says, this is one of my new favorite podcasts. The guests are so wonderful and have so much insight to share. But what really makes this show is Heather's ability to be such a great host. You are so nice, Haley. Thank you for saying that. She's funny and personable and asks the right questions. Her connection to her guests really shines through in each interview, and that makes you want to keep listening to it more. Shucks, Haley, this is good. Man, this is giving me like a confidence boost today. Amazing job, Heather, and thank you for providing such a wonderful outlet for education and connection for all of us. Well, Haley, girl, you need to send me your address. And I'll just slip you a 20 for that one. Thank you so much for that super sweet review. And listen, if you've been checking out the show for a while, if you enjoy it, takes just a moment, I'll give you a shout out on the show. I'll sing you a song. I'll do something. Head over to iTunes or your Apple Podcasting app. Drop us some stars. Leave us a review. If you don't like the show, please don't do that, because I ain't in the mood to cry today. Okay. So let's get back to the topic about this trick with deadlines. Okay. We all know deadlines are important, right? So people say, I got a goal. And somebody's like, well, you need to put a deadline to it, right? That's kind of personal development 101, right? What's that? A SMART goal? Measurable? What's the SMART? Specific? I know everybody's yelling at me right now. I should know this. Specific, measurable, obtainable. What's R? Replicatable? Really good? I don't remember. T? I should have looked this up before. Listen, we know SMART goals. I think there's somewhere in there about a deadline. Even though there's not a D in SMART. Whatever, okay? Whatever. I don't care. The point is, we know that deadlines are important. This is the issue I've seen with deadlines, okay? And I've seen this with myself, and I've seen this with my clients that I'll be working with. Now, I ain't trying to call nobody out, okay? Because I've been doing it myself. We all do this. We push that deadline back. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, Jesus, we're having church today. We say, my deadline is Friday. Friday, I'm going to be doing these, and these. And then Friday gets here, and you're like, oh, shoot. Next Thursday, I'm doing these. Oh, see, we just keep moving that deadline, right? So deadlines don't mean jack diddly squatties, because sometimes we can move them around, right? And especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you are setting your own course, deadlines, whatever, there's no accountability there, right? So sometimes, you know, mastermind groups are good, coaches are good and all that, but still sometimes with that, there's still leeway, right? Because all they're going to do, right, is just be like, now, you can't be doing that. Now, you know, obviously I'm not saying coaches are great. I got one.
I coach people. I'm in a mastermind. I host a mastermind, all that stuff. But let's get a little bit deeper. That stuff's great, but let's go a little bit deeper, right? What keeps us from not moving a deadline? What makes a deadline more powerful? It's a great question, right? If I could move it, if it doesn't really hurt anybody but me from moving it, even if I disappoint my coach, even if my mastermind's like, hey, don't be moving that deadline, I can still do it, right? That's still, maybe I can get past the pain of embarrassment of admitting to my accountability partner that I moved my deadline from Friday to Thursday in 2 weeks, right? What makes a deadline powerful? What makes it actually work? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not just setting the deadline. What is it? Well, let me tell you a little story. So I decided it would be a great idea to do 75 hard. Oh, God. Let me tell you right now, that ain't a good idea. You might be thinking, oh, I'm going to do 75 hard. Don't do it. Okay. I'm on day 20 right now, I think, or doing it in our Facebook group. What up, unconventional leaders? How y'all doing? And this actually came from like a coffee chat. We do these Zoom call coffee chats as of this year, 2021. And we just got into a discussion about 75 hard. A few of us decided to do it together. And here we are. I'm actually teasing. It's been great, I guess, if you like being tortured. But one of the interesting things about it, for those of you who don't know, 75 hard is 75 days where you do this fitness challenge. It's kind of crazy. You follow this, you follow a diet, right? A clean eating diet. You don't drink any alcohol. You drink a gallon of water a day. You read 10 personal development pages a day. You take a progress picture every day. And here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You do 2 45-minute workouts. And it can't be like back to back. It has to be separate. Okay. So you have to do all that. And it's simple, right? Those are like 5 things or whatever. But you have to do it for 75 days. Okay. So remember earlier when I told you that I'm sitting here sweating? Sorry, I am. I don't mean to. At least we're like not close to each other, right? And I'm about to go run again. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. And normally I go work out in the morning and I didn't. So I just finished my very first workout and I have another one. Now, I don't like working out at night. I'm grandma. Hello, grandmas, grandpas in the back. Anybody else a grandma, grandpa at 30? Me too. I get tired. I ain't trying to be going to gym at like 8 and 9 o'clock, you people. Gosh, oh, it's stressing me out. So I have to do my workout, wait a little bit and go do another one. Okay. Now, part of me would be like, F it, right? Like, I'm not doing this. But here's the situation with 75 hard. This is what they do. If you screw up, you got to start all over again. So there's a consequence there with me getting this done. If I don't get this done, I have to, essentially the last 20 days meant nothing. Now, you know, they meant something. They're kind of good, but you didn't finish it or I'd have to start all over again. I ain't trying to start this thing again. Okay. So what's interesting to me is this deadline. I'm fitting in 2 workouts in a late afternoon on the weekend while I'm recording this, and I'm getting it done. And otherwise, you know, if it was normal life, if I wasn't doing 75 hard, I'd be like, oh, I don't have time to do it. Well, I'm by God finding some time to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not trying to do this freaking challenge again. So this is what I'm trying to say, y'all. There is a consequence for me not following through. And even if it's done very, very last minute, it's going to get done. So the problem with a lot of deadlines is there's not really a painful consequence at the end of it. Here's another example. Fidget Friday, okay? We are 400 plus episodes into this podcast, and I have played with a ton of different formats with the show. I've gone 7 days a week. I've 5 days a week. Usually I do 2 interviews a week plus Fidget Friday. Sometimes I've played, you know, with 1 episode a week plus Fidget Friday. But Fidget Friday's always been something that kind of stands alone. Like, it's always Fidget Friday. I've put a name on it. You guys expect it. And there's always been an episode come out on Friday. Always, right? It has a name. You guys know what Fidget Friday is. There's accountability there. Right? So I can play with the other formats all day long of having, you know, several episodes in a week, 1 episode a week, whatever. That's cool. But Fidget Friday, there's a name, there's an attachment, there's an expectation, there's a promise because it has freaking Friday in the name. I didn't think that one through, right? But that's so great because there's accountability there for me to show up for you because I've put a stinking name on this. And if you guys have followed the show, you know that sometimes Fidget Friday, I've been recording in my closet, trying to get stuff, you know, get it out for you. There's power in deadlines when there is a cost to not doing it then. So this year, 2021, we're wrapping up the very first month of it. Looking at your goals, looking at your ambition, all these things, we have to ask ourselves, what is the cost of me not doing this? And it can't be like, oh, you know, there's the cost is some ambiguous blah, you know, thing that doesn't really hurt right now.
Well, the cost of me not following my dreams is that I will die old and with regret.
Yeah, probably, but that doesn't hurt right now, right? Because you're not old and you're not dying with regret just yet. What hurts right now, right? You know what hurts right now for me? Having to start this challenge again. I'm not about that life, okay? You know what would hurt me right now? Is calling something Fidget Friday and it being crickets. You see what I'm saying? Where can you add a level of, I hate using the word pain, but pain to your deadlines where if you don't do something, it's actually going to cost you something. That's when deadlines get interesting. And that's when you start seeing how much stuff you can actually get done in a short amount of time. That's when you start letting go of the perfectionism that holds you back because you can't make everything perfect because you got to get it out into the world. Deadlines are so, so powerful because it really shows us what we're made of, right? We're made of so much more. I didn't know I could work out 2 times a day, but you know what? I can. I'm in a bad mood, but I'm doing it, right? I didn't know that I could do this podcast literally with my life. 4 years ago, when I didn't even have an iTunes account, when I had zero connections, but throwing myself out there, I've found out what I have in me. I heard just recently on another show a quote about vision. Vision is what you see when your eyes are closed. When you throw yourself off that cliff, you build a plane on the way down, and you put yourself in a position where you have no other choice than to show up and deliver because you said you would, and there's a consequence if you don't. But a lot of times we're scared, right? So we're playing it safe. Well, I'm going to start my business someday. Well, I'm going to. Well, this, well, that. No, back it up. Back it up and show
you're serious about it. It's going to be messy, and it's going to suck, and it's going to be scary, and you might be sweating, recording a podcast episode and having to go run again. Whatever it may be, it's inconvenient, it's uncomfortable, but you got more in you than you think. You do, you do, you do. I believe in you. This community believes in you. Set a stinking deadline, y'all, and put your money where your mouth is. Put your energy where your mouth is. Put your reputation where your mouth is. Stop talking about it. Let's do this, y'all. Let's do it. Okay, I'm done yelling at you. I've got to go finish this stinking workout. But before I go, I want you to text me. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know what you're setting out to do. And I'm like, what's your deadline? And what's the pain if you do not follow through with it? Tell me. Send me a text message at 501-214-4307. Let me know you're referencing this episode, so I know why you're telling me your goals and what hurts you. Let me know. I want to hear specifically. Again, that is 501-214-4307. I love you so much. I'm in your corner cheering you on. See you soon.